This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 257 for Monday, February 7th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market is stronger Monday morning, taking some direction from the Chicago soy complex. Canola up 3 to nearly $8, March up 3 at $1,020 per ton. New crop November up 770 at $842.40. Soybeans in Chicago gapped higher on the back of solid export demand overnight, setting fresh contract highs. Soy oil, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil futures were also stronger, all lending support to canola. Canada's tight supply situation remained a supportive background influence as well. Statistics Canada will release a report showing stocks in the country as of December 31st tomorrow, and that should provide a clearer picture of usage to date. The USDA's monthly supply-demand report will also be out this week, Wednesday. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat futures are all higher, with the biggest gains in soybeans. Chinese buyers were back in the market after the week-long Lunar New Year holiday, with oilseed markets in that country posting solid gains to start the week. Chicago soybeans up 23 cents in the March contract at $15.76 per bushel. The USDA reported large flash sales this morning of just over 500,000 tons of soybeans for delivery to unknown destinations. Uncertainty over the size of South American crops remained supportive. The harvest in Brazil is running ahead of schedule, but recent rains have caused delays and also raised some quality concerns. Corn, it was thought to be due for a bit of a correction after trending lower most of the past week. The March contract up 7 cents at $6.27 per bushel. Positioning ahead of Wednesday's USDA supply-demand report was a feature, with expectations for downward revisions to both U.S. and world stocks. Updated South American production estimates will also be followed closely. Seeding of Brazil's second corn crop is running ahead of average, according to reports out of the country. Wheat, it is turning mixed, backing away from earlier advances to trade within a couple pennies of unchanged. Minneapolis still higher up a penny in March at $9.14 per bushel, but Kansas City dipping 2 cents lower now at $7.84 per bushel. Chicago wheat also down 2 cents in the March contract at $7.61 per bushel. The ongoing tensions between Russia and Ukraine remained in the background of the wheat market, as those two countries are both major exporters. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Monday, February 7th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.